Low battery. Hey pal, see you here, hold on. I used to say like Monday, ooh, the light breaks through, everything is clear. So I got this guy here, his name is Saito Koji. And it's one of the very few CDs that I burn, and it's like one song. But it like, and the song's called Beautiful, which is cool. So I'm gonna start with this kind of loud ambient kind of vibe. Now it's gonna work its way out. Oh. So, how you doing, pal? Flipping and flopping there on the other side. I hope you're doing backflips, pal. That's all I hope. So let's see what's going on. Summer's in full bloom. We had a garage art sale the other day to Chris, and our rain is the oddballs in the neighborhood. It was kind of cool. We sold about 3 or 4 pieces that night. And then that night, I should say, Anthony and I took Zen and AJ to the baseball field. And I'll tell you what, man. These guys really turned that baseball park into a kid-friendly little adventure land of fun. I never thought I'd see the ballpark look like that. You can stand behind the fountain in the back of the stadium where they used to hit the home runs, and it would just land in a big thud of grass. It's quite cool. I was impressed. Let's see what else. Oh, you know what? We got this real creepy street up from us. A couple kids were out on the front porch with the chainsaw, and there's another guy that has just a fence around his front yard with like 3 cars and a big long line from his house basically to his car that keeps a light on all the time for whatever reason. Maybe someone broke into it or whatever the fuck, but tell you what, man. I guess there's oddballs everywhere. I keep using that, oh shit, it's a Belton thing. But I don't think it's just a fucking Belton thing. I think it's fucking everybody. Everywhere. Dealing with fucking the enigma of neighbors. That's the interesting thing. The older I get, especially in our neighborhood, I can't get a handle on these fucking people. The enigma of neighbors. And in our old neighborhood, I mean, the people that we did know that were complete oddballs, that's a whole other thing too. It's like, Jesus, man. So fucked up how much you think you might have a handle on people and how fucking crazy they are, you know. This world's so full of loonies, I'm surprised that we keep everything together as much as we do, or pretend to. I guess that's the thing. We're all just a bunch of fucking pretenders. If there was ever a band that had a good name, it was the Pretenders, because that's what we do all the time. And everything we do, you know. I try my hardest to fucking keep it real, but I'll tell you what. You just run into a whole valley of fucking people masking reality. As the guys fucking punch the bottom of the truss there on the overpass, it's gonna alleviate construction woes here soon. Let's see what else. That's it for right now. It's, there was one other thing. Yesterday, Obama was invited to speak at Notre Dame. And there's all these people that got upset and had abortion rallies and all this shit because they were so upset about it. And I think that's fucking fine. I think that's, you know, it's good. It exercises the American right to say whatever you want in a peaceful assembly. My money, there'd be a lot of people that might say, oh yeah, fuck them, it's bullshit. No, it's fine, go ahead. You know, if there wasn't a speech by a president at a university that didn't kick up a little bit of dust based on their views, then I'd be concerned. But I tell you what, Obama still continues to kick ass. That's just his thing, kicking ass every day, all the time, all over the place. I like him. Said the other day to Zen, I don't know that I'm ever going to get tired of hearing the words President Obama. It's fun. Completely fun. He did get denied an honorary degree from Arizona State University because he didn't have an ample body of work. It's like, okay, whatever, dudes. You're a state university. You're in the same state that has supported John McCain for like fucking 25, 30 years as a senator. You know, I think there was a little resounding nugget of fucking bitterness in that little decision. Predictability of some of this shit's stupid. But, at any rate, tell you what, these water towers on the horizon, because they have to be at the highest point. Gotta remember, there was a guy when I was working at HNTV, some marketing dude, I think it was in Milwaukee, explained that phenomenon of water towers, how they have to be the highest point in the city. So if you were to ever get to the high ground of a city, find out where, if you really wanted to get to the highest point of a city, you find a water tower and you go and you hang out there. Hear this song? It's still going. Hold on, let's see what minute we're in. 5:48. This thing has, it's 43 minutes long. It's got almost 40 more minutes of this. Imagine the guys in the studio on this one. Like, when are we gonna switch it up? Where's the, when's the mid-tempo gonna come in? When are we gonna kick in with a little change up here? A little change in chorus. I love it. My bag of, white bag of donated items I'm giving away. I bid you a fond farewell, pal. Enjoy yourself there on the other side. All right? Love you, buddy.